Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Magic at the Bed and Biscuit by Joan Karas, performed by David DeVries. 1. A Dinky Chicken.
"What have we here?"
asked Gabby the Minor Bird. She eyed the newest guest at the Bed and Biscuit boarding house.
"Are you some kind of dinky chicken?"
The tiny bird in the cage fluffed her silvery feathers and jabbed her dainty black beak at Gabby.
"Are you some kind of fat-beaked parrot?"
"I'm a Vietnamese hill miner, you twerp!"
Gabby waved her huge orange beak in the air for emphasis.
"Now, now," Ernest said in a soothing tone, "we need to get along. Even with chickens," he thought gloomily.
Normally a thoughtful and open-minded mini-pig, Ernest detested chickens.
"I can't thank you enough for taking my chicken," Barnabas told Grandpa. "I think she's healthy, but really tired. We've just come off a long tour, and I know I'm tired. Moving a large magic show from city to city is exhausting."
"Of course," Grandpa said.
"Please, Barnabas, sit down. I made egg salad sandwiches and fresh coffee."
Over supper, they visited.
"I used to have silky bantams like yours," Grandpa said. "I let them roam so they could eat bugs. Great protein in bugs. I plan to do the same with your chicken. But don't worry, my whole family will keep an eye on her."
"Your family?" Barnabas asked.
"They're part of the system. My pig Ernest really runs the place. He has a better snout than any dog, and he helps with chores."
Grandpa scratched Ernest behind his ears.
"Gabby chats with our boarders to amuse them, and my cat, Millie, purrs people to sleep, or licks them clean. My puppy, Sir Walter, makes everyone laugh, especially me."
As if called, Sir Walter the Scotty burst into the kitchen by way of the pet door. Millie followed at a sedate, ladylike pace. Grandpa lifted the chicken's cage off the floor and set it on the table. When Millie got up in his lap to peer into the cage, Grandpa held on to her.
"Don't frighten the little chicken, Millie. She doesn't know you won't hurt her. Isn't she cute? Her name is Militia, and she'll be with us for a while until she's rested up."
He gave Millie a chance to examine Militia, then set his cat back on the floor.
"Woof!"
shrilled the puppy, pawing at Grandpa's pant leg.
"Okay, okay."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?